Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is March 16, 2021. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about the German Business Travel Association calls for a change in airline credit model. IDEMIA, G+D, NXP launch white label alliance. Finastra joins the FedNow pilot program. Scala launches click and collect campaign. Amadeus, MasterCard expand partnership to accelerate the adoption of virtual payments in travel. Yuhishi Technologies, Infobip partner to create South Africa's first WhatsApp payment gateway. Banco Procredit Ecuador, Kipu offer Garmin Pay and Fitbit Pay in Ecuador. Novelnet introduces Apple Pay for international merchants. Now let's get started. The German Business Travel Association calls for a change in airline credit model. The German Business Travel Association, VDR, has called for a change in the current credit model practiced by airlines. From one where companies and travelers pay when they book a flight to one in which they pay at check-in. The association stated that the current low travel volume situation brought about by the pandemic constitutes a good time to reboot the system. A VDR spokesperson informed that in the current model, if a large number of cancellations occur due to a crisis, airlines are not able to reimburse the money due to the customers. The VDR stated that payment could be guaranteed via common credit card payment solutions, offering legal certainty. IDEMIA, G+D, NXP launch white label alliance. IDEMIA, G+D and NXP have launched the White Label Alliance, WLA. Which responds to the demand for independent payment solutions for domestic and private label payment brands. WLA sets and updates a payment standard that enables ready-to-deploy dual-interface payment solutions covering contact and contactless payment cards, mobile devices, and payment terminal acceptance. Building on the EMV standard, WLA facilitates migration to contactless solutions and ensures interoperability across various system providers. WLA has also signed a license deal with JCB, a global payment scheme. Under this deal, WLA members benefit from use of the JCB contactless specification. WLA members can thus draw on existing and widely deployed JCB-approved terminal devices. Finastra joins the FedNow pilot program. Finastra has announced that it has joined the Federal Reserve's FedNow pilot program to support development, testing, and adoption of the service. Finastra joins other banks, credit unions, and payments technology organizations in the FedNow community to help shape the future of payments and develop use cases that leverage the FedNow functionality. As a part of the FedNow pilot program, Finastra will provide input into the service and adoption roadmap, industry preparation, and overall instant payments strategy. Pilot firms will also have the opportunity to work with the FedNow service prior to general availability. Finastra's payment solutions provide financial institutions with tools such as immediate, real-time payment schemes, open APIs, artificial intelligence, and cloud computing. Scala launches Click and Collect campaign. Global digital signage solutions company Scala has announced a click and collect information campaign to strengthen trade. Click and collect offers more customer service through delivery directly to the customer, sales around the clock with less staff, and direct information to the customer's smartphone. Click and collect is particularly suitable for everyday goods. Furthermore, click and collect intervenes in the operations of retailers by digitally reorganizing the supply chain and inventory control. Scala is advising enterprises to design easily understandable applications and displays to make consumers feel informed and in charge while using click and collect. Scala's mission is to provide retailers with insight and guidance on point-of-sale contact and new customer service management in order to improve retail in the long run. Amadeus, MasterCard expand partnership to accelerate the adoption of virtual payments in travel. Amadeus and MasterCard have announced a 5-year extended global collaboration to help broaden access to virtual card payments across the travel ecosystem. According to the press release, through the partnership, Amadeus and MasterCard will continue to provide flexible, secure, and efficient ways to make and receive payments. Furthermore, the expansion builds on an existing strategic relationship committed to offer a fast, secure, and automated way to pay and get paid through Amadeus B2B wallet payment platform with virtual payment technology offered through the MasterCard wholesale program. The program is a solution specifically designed for the travel industry utilizing virtual card technology to help enhance payment protection and increase visibility for transactions between travel agencies and their suppliers. Overall, virtual cards can protect cash flow, mitigate risk of default, and simplify back-office reconciliation while helping to improve the payment experience for both travel agencies and travel suppliers, such as airlines and hotels. Uhishi Technologies, Infobip partner to create South Africa's first WhatsApp payment gateway. Digital fintech enablement provider Uhishi Technologies and telco Infobip have developed South Africa's very first WhatsApp payment gateway. According to the press release, in addition to being South Africa's first digital wallet platform, the solution is also the first WhatsApp channel to enable payments using QR codes. The project in collaboration with Infobip forms part of Uhesh's objective of expanding its international reach as a solution-driven B2B provider of digital-first payment solutions that enable banks, telcos, and fintechs to provide banking and payment services to their customers through a solution called chat banking. Infobip's deployment of a WhatsApp Business API solution leveraged by Uhesh's Eclipse API integration is a first of its kind. The solution allows mobile operator customers to send money to anyone with a mobile number quickly and securely with no need for another app or any additional software. Besides, the service offering of the digital wallet platform will be extended to accommodate the issuing of virtual cards, which coupled with chat banking, underpins Uhesh's drive to support digital-first e-commerce adoption. Furthermore, Uhishi and Infobip also provide an intuitive chatbot service to ensure mobile operator customers receive assistance to queries and personalized follow-up customer service should they require. Banco Procredit Ecuador, Quipu offer Garmin Pay and Fitbit Pay in Ecuador. Banco Procredit Ecuador has announced that, with support from Germany-based software development company Quipu, it is now offering its clients the possibility of making payments through Garmin Pay and Fitbit Pay. Banco Procredit Ecuador customers can now add their MasterCard payment card to their smartwatch and make payments for goods and services using Garmin and Fitbit watches. Quipu has been running its processing center on Compass Plus software since 2004 and delivers processing services, as well as personalization facilities to 30 financial institutions across 11 time zones. Quipu is an IT consultancy and software development company which provides end-to-end solutions for banks and financial institutions, from electronic payments to software systems, and hybrid cloud hosting and operations. Compass Plus provides fully integrated payment software and services that aim to help financial institutions and payment service providers meet changing market demands. The company builds and manages all-scale electronic payment systems. Novelnet introduces Apple Pay for international merchants. Payment service provider Novelnet has announced a partnership with Apple Pay, enabling global retailers to offer customers the Apple payment method. With Apple Pay, Novelnet customers can pay using Touch ID, Face ID, or PIN. This is done using information already contained in the Apple Wallet. Credit or debit card information, as well as billing and shipping addresses, are not required to be manually entered. Payment with Apple Pay is possible in more than 100 currencies on the web and in the app via iOS and Safari. The aim of this collaboration is to provide retailers with more payment options, including digital wallets, in order to help them attract more customers and boost their revenue. NovelNet is compatible with the tokenization specifications used by Apple Pay. Two-factor authentication guarantees customer confidentiality for any transaction. Apple Pay complies with the European Payment Services Directive PSD2's strong consumer authentication rules, so merchants do not have to manage confidential customer and card details. NovelNet merchants can easily activate Apple Pay by using Plug and Play. Through incorporating Apple Pay into NovelNet's internal payment processing system, the full-service payment processor guarantees that transactions flow into the existing monitoring, billing, and reconciliation systems within the NovelNet network. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.